Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. It's been a long time since the concern of an anthrax attack has been in the news, but that doesn't mean that it's not on the minds of government officials. In fact, Lansing's Emergent BioSolutions this week reporting that the U.S. government has ordered almost 45 million doses of the company's BioThrax anthrax vaccine, the deal worth $1.25 billion over 5 years. To talk about this news, I'm joined by Adam Havey. He's the Executive Vice President of the Biodefense Division at Emergent BioSolutions. Welcome to the program, Adam.
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Mike.
Over 44 million doses. That sounds like the government is gathering quite a stockpile. We've heard about anthrax in envelopes, but what kind of an attack would require millions of doses of the vaccine?
Well, I think the stockpile's built around a requirement of some type of bioterrorist attack, and the idea that we would want to protect as a government, 25 million people. So I think that's kind of the concept that BARDA and the government's published as a broader requirement. So this is kind of part of that stockpile. I think the government generally, from a CDC perspective, is always out there building stockpiles of antibiotics and other things for other events. And this is one of those countermeasures that's important to the homeland, to security of folks in America.
Now, you know more about anthrax, certainly more than most of us. I know anthrax is a bacteria, but just how easily is it produced, especially in quantities that would affect a large number of people?
Yeah, the idea of how you would go about doing that, it wouldn't be that challenging. I think from a technology standpoint, I think that's one of the reasons it is a threat. Anthrax is something that's found naturally occurring in the soil. So as far as finding out where it is and what it does, I think relative to that, there's every once in a while you may even see in the news some outbreaks from animal populations or otherwise. So it's something that's out there naturally. I think that's one of the reasons it's something that the bad guys aren't really excited or it's easily available and they can produce it.
So tell me, what happens to a person that's exposed to anthrax?
Well, there's kind of a series of things that would happen. So, inhalation anthrax is probably the most deadly and would be something that would possibly occur. And typically they would have flu-like symptoms, and then the bacteria basically puts toxin in your body, and it can ultimately lead to death.
Now, the vaccine that Emergent BioSolutions produces, this BioThrax, how exactly would that work then? Would someone need to receive it ahead of being exposed to the anthrax?
Yeah, typically that's the way it's used. It's used for prevention, if you will, and it's been something that the government's procured not just for a stockpile, but also for use in military situations. So many of our soldiers that are going into harm's way or into areas where they think that could be a possibility are vaccinated. So yeah, so it's definitely a preventative measure.
How many doses have been administered of BioThrax that you know of?
I think currently we've delivered, I think, close to 50 million doses to the stockpile, and I think there's been at least 2 million individuals that have been vaccinated. So quite a large number of people have had the vaccine, and quite a large number of doses have been delivered.
Has it been tested in a real-life situation? Have people been exposed to anthrax after being vaccinated?
Not in the recent history, early in the licensure, and I'm not a doctor, but there were some studies early on in some mill workers where folks were vaccinated and were exposed to spores based on the work that they did, but this was kind of in the early 70s, and maybe actually even a little bit before that, but not in recent history. There's no trials or things that you can do you wouldn't want to put people in harm's way.
I'm talking to Adam Havey, the Executive Vice President of the Biodefense Division at Emergent BioSolutions, about a new contract signed with the government to make almost 45 million doses of the company's BioThrax anthrax vaccine. Now, this is not the first contract of this kind you've had with the government, right?
Yeah, no, we've been producing the vaccine here in Lansing for quite some time. Actually, well, our latest contract before this one was just signed in 2008, and it was a three-year procurement contract with the Center for Disease Control.
And when someone is vaccinated with BioThrax, are they good then for many years?
There's a whole regiment that they have to go through as far as number of shots and then booster cycles that are administered through that. So yeah, it's not kind of a one and done process. It's an ongoing process.
Are there some known and unpleasant side effects from this vaccine?
No, this vaccine is safe and effective, and you know, with every time you get a shot or a vaccine, just like you would with other products, if it's a tetanus vaccine or others, there are certain side effects at times, but those are very well controlled and very well studied in this vaccine. I don't think there's a vaccine out there that's probably been more studied or analyzed than this one.
Now, the vaccine then is produced here in Lansing, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Is it a dangerous process in any way to produce an anthrax vaccine?
It isn't. It really isn't. It's very typical to a biologics process that would be used in pharmaceutical manufacturing. It's a kind of a clean room environment. Obviously, the organism, kind of as it's found in nature or as it could be weaponized, is dangerous. But we use a strain that's kind of genetically modified, so it isn't as dangerous as something like that. So yeah, the safety relative to making it is very well controlled, and it's very safe to make.
So if you're making 8 million or so doses a year, how many of those are likely to be used, and how long are those vaccine doses good for?
Sure. The current shelf life of the product is 4 years. So if we make 8 million this year, then it can be stored kind of on the shelf for four. And what was the other question? Sorry.
Well, in terms of those 8 million, you say the vaccine's administered to those in the military. Is that really the only time that the vaccine is used then?
Yeah, I think actively the military is probably the biggest user on an ongoing basis. There are other clinics and folks do get it. Some first responders have been vaccinated kind of on their own volition. Obviously, a number of our folks here that work closely with the product and other things here, we have folks that are vaccinated. So it's a fairly select population outside the U.S. government.
How much of Emergent BioSolutions business is focused on BioThrax, and what other products do you produce?
Sure. Now, as an organization, I mean, the majority of the business, we've got two divisions, kind of a biosciences team and a biodefense team. The biodefense team is here in Lansing and also in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Our biosciences group is spread all across the globe. We've got facilities in Germany. We've got facilities in London, Seattle, as well as in Rockville, Maryland. And on the biodefense side, we're working on anthrax quite a bit. We also have a few other programs in development, a bot vaccine that we've been working on for quite some time. And on the biosciences side, we've got a tuberculosis program that's we've partnered up with Oxford University. That's in a phase 2 trial, and we're really excited about that program. We also have a few oncology programs that are really led out of our Seattle operation. So we're trying to broaden as a group and grow as a company.
Is Emergent BioSolutions the only company producing this type of vaccine?
Yeah, we're the only company that has a license, an FDA license to produce a vaccine or have a licensed vaccine for anthrax. I think there are a couple competitors that are working on programs that are in phase 1 or phase 2 development, but we're kind of the leader right now in that market, in that arena.
And I wonder, in terms of potential biological weapons, is anthrax at the top of the heap as being the most dangerous, or are there others that are just as potentially potent?
Yeah, I think that it's been pretty well published, and not just since the letter attacks, and actually we're talking and it's kind of really close to the 10-year anniversary of those attacks. I think the government's made it pretty clear that from a intelligence perspective and otherwise, that the number one threat is anthrax. And actually there was a quote years ago, right? The number one threat was anthrax, the number two threat was anthrax, and the number three threat was anthrax. So I think that it's definitely something on their radar. As far as other agents, obviously Bot and others are talked about at times, but I think based on what I've heard and read from what the government's requirements are, this is definitely one of their top focuses.
And I wonder, other than these types of envelope situations where someone sends somebody an envelope with anthrax or presumed to be anthrax, is it far more difficult from what you know to actually expose a large number of people with anthrax in some kind of a mass way than to do these kind of smaller type operations?
Yeah, I've heard of, and I'm sure there are kind of all kinds of creative ways that you know, people could spread lots of spores. I mean, as far as things being weaponized, as you're talking about in the letters, I mean, that was fairly fine powder, fairly easily transferred in a pretty small, well, one small quantity in a pretty small area. I mean, if you could just imagine taking baby powder and throwing it up in the air, I mean, the spores are that fine. So it wouldn't be unreasonable to think of ways that you could distribute that in a pretty wide range or population.
It's been so many years since we've heard of these types of attacks, or at least several. Are you surprised that we're not seeing more instances of this type of biochemical or biological attack? That is,
yeah. You know, that's probably something that I trust that our government and the technology and the intelligence that we have around those events is high, and we're being extremely vigilant. So I think you got to give a lot of credit to the agencies there that control that, those types of incidences, and are managing and monitoring that. So it doesn't surprise me that it hasn't happened. I think that anytime, you know, we talk about it, I'm glad it hasn't happened, and I hope it never does. But I think in the same breath, we need to be prepared just in case it does happen.
Adam Havey, the Executive Vice President of the Biodefense Division at Emergent BioSolutions. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks. You have a great evening.
You too.